A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside, you've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Andy Farnsworth filling in tonight for Alex Keery. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. You know, Andy.
Yeah?
You've been heavy into the homeschooling. Just like
everybody, there's been no choice. Now, I will point out this, and my wife said this to me early on. We have six kids, okay? My oldest is a senior, and thank heavens we just found out he's graduating, and we're thrilled.
Well done.
Congratulations to Caleb. But we also had five other kids who were also enrolled in school. And when this first started, she got frustrated, and, you know, some people who were homeschoolers would be like, hey, it's no different. It's homeschooling. It's not that hard. And my wife said to me, and this was something I ended up passing on to a couple of listeners who'd texted in, was if it was just homeschooling, she could be okay with that because she'd be in charge of all their lessons, all of them. She could decide who, when, and how much. But this is different. This is online schooling, which means she's got to help five, six kids keep track of, we counted it up, 23 different teachers. Mm-hmm. And their lesson plans for different classes. And so that presented a different challenge. And so she's very thrilled. Jordan School District, no new assignments as of last Friday. Now it's just getting stuff turned in, wrapping up stuff they haven't finished. But a question that I've asked her is, would you consider doing homeschooling in the fall if it doesn't look like the schools are going to be opened up?
What'd she say?
I think she passed out, and then I never asked again. No, she said she'd need some time to consider that.
Well, listen to this. This is a nationwide poll conducted by USA Today. Said that 6 in 10 parents say that they would be likely to pursue at-home learning options this fall, and nearly a third say they are very likely to do it. So most families are strong, or at least considering this is an option, at home options in the fall, which means that they weren't turned off enough to feel like it was.
Well, but the question to me is, do they want to do it like I'm saying, is where they're the teacher, or do they want to just have the kids do online schooling because they're more concerned about their kids being at school with all the other kids and the possibility?
I see what you're saying.
Because I think there's a difference.
You know what? And not only that, but I feel like maybe there's a way to split the difference. And this is what I'm saying. Okay. There are some experiences at school that you can only get at school. So, for example, if your child wants to take, my son this year had a sculpture class.
Okay.
Now, that's a class that I can't realistically do at home, right?
You can't just make him watch a YouTube video. The arm.
Then you could post it on
Nailed It, Failed It.
Here's another one that my kids have loved, ceramics.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you have a kiln at home, there's nothing you can do.
You can't do it. So I wonder if maybe there's an opportunity here to say, all right, maybe I could crack the whip on getting through some math at home. I don't know.
I don't know, Ethan. I've listened to Nightside long enough to know how you did at math.
Could I actually do math every day now at work, at my real job. I don't know if you know this about me, but a two-hour radio show every day is not my real job.
It's not your real job by itself, huh?
It's not, 2 hours of radio a day does not constitute a full-time job for me. And it does for some people, which I'm still amazed at. But, you know, but for me, I actually do a lot of math at my job. So I think I could get through it. You know, the combination who's that guy online? He does the online curriculum, the free online courses. He does the videos and draws everything out. It doesn't matter. But there are a lot of great videos. I could probably get through some math.
You could do some reading, too.
Sure. Some things like that. I could probably take a really strong swing at history. That's what I studied.
Eastern European history, for sure.
That's right. If anyone wanted some contemporary East European history, I'm your man. but But some of those other experiences, like if you want to be on the football team, that's you know, true. Like that's you gotta be.
Well, and my daughter's in the orchestra. My son was in the band, and they can try to do the thing where everybody plays their part and records it, and they play it together. And actually, that's kind of a clever thing. But that isn't making your child better in hearing things in real time and trying to make sure you're in tune and things like that.
That's
so
right.
I'm with you. There are experiences that cannot be replicated distant.
And I wonder if, and I don't think every family is going to do this, obviously, but I wonder if we might start to see some families say, hey, you know what? What if we did, because there's a lot of great online 4-credit stuff. What if we did math at home and then you did an extra art class?
Or what if something you just like paid that for the master classes that you can get on YouTube from Hollywood
yeah,
stars?
YouTube master class.
Oh, my favorite thing that came out of COVID was the master class by dad on how to load the dishwasher. I laughed so hard at that one.
So in addition to this poll on parents, whether or not parents were ready to embrace more distance learning for the kids, which a majority of parents say, yeah, they're up for that. One in five teachers say they're probably not going to go back to school in the fall if classrooms reopen, which would indicate just a massive, massive wave of resignations and retirement. And it's
well, I tell you what, that we just found out today that my son, who's in fifth grade, his teacher is taking the retirement. This is her last time teaching. She's going to come around and drop a little something off for all of her kids. But I have to believe she taught for 33 years. I have to believe this has it has. She didn't say for sure, but it's got to have to do with Corona.
Well, and when you think about that, if you let's say you've been teaching for 33 years. And all of a sudden, all the rules change and you're eligible for retirement. It makes some sense to say, you know,
right.
I'm not going to relearn. I'm not going to relearn how to be a teacher. You step aside and that opens up a slot for a new teacher.
Well, and I got to be honest, especially if you're teaching younger kids. Now, fifth grade, I'd say that's borderline young. All he does is he takes the Chromebook that he checked out from the school. He watches one video and then disappears so he can go watch YouTube videos when we're not paying attention on that Chromebook. But if you're teaching younger kids, I have my twins are 7 and they're in first grade. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, the teacher would record a 45-minute video, but that would be – when I filled in the one day, it became something that stretched out over the whole day because, you know, instead of just having them watch the video – 7-year-olds, they don't have that kind of attention span. They're not going to absorb 45 minutes of material. And I'm sure the teacher knows that. The parents know that. The kids know that. But this is what we were, you know, we had to adjust on the fly, and this is what could come up with.
I really honestly think, and I certainly would be open to this.
And they miss the kids. That's the reason they teach young ones in the first place.
I know, but I do think that the long-term effect of this is that more families are going to embrace distance learning. I think I will. You know, I've got a couple of kids that just, you know, love these art classes. I've shared with you my philosophy on education. I think that the most important thing.
You're in favor of it, right?
I'm in favor of education, yes. I'm generally pro. I think the most important thing our kids can learn is to love learning and to know how to learn. And that's what I want my kids to know, is I want them to be able to understand that process of learning something new and appreciate it, be confident in it, and embrace it. Because at that point, the world is open to them.
But I think that's easier done as you get older. You can handle the changes. I mean, for the 7-year-old, my 7-year-old son, he hates the online learning. He wants to be in the classroom. He, you know, I've had to force him to take home at home recess. Okay, 2 laps around the house, come back in and sit down.
And this is why I think that there's a real opportunity here, is because, you know, if I can maybe take some of the classes that my kids might be struggling in, if I can give them a little better experience in a different setting, online. Or, you know what, maybe even a summer class at the community college, something like that, where it's just a little bit of a better experience than
just sitting at home in front of a computer.
Or than they were even getting in the
traditional
they were taking
classroom
before. And free up their schedule for some of the things where they enjoy that process a lot more.
But the main key is that you have to be in charge of that. And I think that having the summer would allow that a little bit better. We'd love to hear from you, especially if you're a teacher. Are you considering retirement this fall rather than come back? Or if you're a parent, what about you? Do you want to send your kids back to traditional? Do you want to find a hybrid, something in between? Text us at 57500. We're going to break now at bottom of the hour for some news. You're listening to the Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.